You're listening to Artbeat on RTRFM 92.1. I'm Beck Bowman, and we just heard from the Beatles. That was a track called I'll Follow the Sun, and it followed on from A Bullet, which is a track from early 2000s band Autopilot, which also had a very strong Beatles vibe to it, in my opinion. Anyway, lots of guitars this morning happening on Artbeat, lots of chats about art. Amelia Birch is the visitor services officer at Bulabardup, and she is going to be talking to us about a tour that's happening this weekend about art and architecture. Amelia, welcome.
Thank you, Beck. Thanks for having me.
So what is your role at Bulabardup? What is it that you do as visitor services officer?
Yeah, sure. So I'm part of the visitor services team here at WA Museum Bulabardup. And we kind of, it's a bit of a sort of a jack of all trades role. So one of our main roles is obviously greeting the public and interacting with them. But to be honest, the most exciting role that we do is tour development. And that is everything from writing on the tours, that's just generic tours, but also more niche sort of special interest tours, which is what the art and architecture tour is.
So art and architecture is actually a partnership with international design company or practice Hassell & Omer. Were Hassell & Omer the ones who took care of the Bulabardup kind of restoration?
Yeah, so when we were looking at kind of what the future of the new museum project would be, we have five heritage buildings on site at the museum. There's actually been a sort of kind of museum on site here in the Culture Centre since 1892. So there's a lot of old buildings to work with, and Hassell and LMA were crucial in sort of integrating the old and the new. So it's kind of a merging of those two things and sort of stressing, you know, like an equal and strong relationship between historic and contemporary to allow these sort of stories of the past and present and future to be told today at the museum.
Which is what museums are all about, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, Bulabardup means many stories, and that's kind of what the new museum project wanted to embody, and that's really what we're drawing out in the art and architecture tour.
It also sounds like the design practice that Hassell and Omer have embodied and that Bulabardup has embraced as well is kind of this third way between, was it brutalism that just like knocked everything down and put new things up, and the, you know, really stringent kind of like historical means we must maintain everything in pristine as it was condition and make no changes ever?
Yeah, I think it's sort of definitely a line that has to be towed. I mean, we're really lucky at the museum to have some really beautiful heritage buildings to work with. You know, we have the old jail building, which is one of the only Georgian buildings remaining in Perth today. So we're super lucky to have those. But obviously the building also needs to be functional and practical and sort of, you know, perform a service as well as just being really beautiful and respectful. And so it's kind of about sort of mediating those two things, which I think the architects have managed really, really well.
We are talking to Amelia Birch, who's the Visitor Services Officer at Bulabardup, about an art and architecture tour happening tomorrow between 3 and 4 p.m. So how did you walk that line? Did you have to remove anything? Were there kind of challenges that came up in this desire to preserve and maintain but also move forward?
I mean, it was just a massive collaborative project. So obviously we have the existing heritage buildings on site, and the new buildings had to sort of complement and accentuate those structures, but also be sort of works of art and, you know, functionality in their own right. So when they were designing the new museum, the architects were looking at sort of three core tenets, and that was people, place and culture. And that starts from the outside in the space that we refer to as the city room, which is kind of the heart of the new museum. And that was designed by Noongar designer Karen Jacobs. And that's kind of like a civic space. And that carries you right through the museum. So that ethos is kind of at every level of the new museum project.
What role do you think that museums play in creating these cities that are vibrant and healthy and full of people who are living their best lives?
Well, honestly, I mean, with both the building and the collection that we have, you know, we have over 8 million objects in our permanent collection. And art and design are really crucial parts of that. I think often sort of when you're thinking about museums, people often don't think about art because they kind of are strictly in sort of a gallery sphere. But art is really important in telling us stories about the world around us, you know, sort of situating artworks like paintings or sculptures as part of historical or scientific narratives helps us sort of contextualize what a visitor is engaging with. And it kind of, I think, lends itself to a different kind of more open-ended learning. I often find when we're doing sort of art tours, looking at art helps to sort of humanize whatever people are learning about. And I think it sort of generates a sense of empathy for the subject matter.
It kind of engages our imagination.
Yeah, exactly. I think it really sort of encourages people to think more broadly and sort of in more of a human frame about these kind of big ideas that we're wrestling with at the museum.
So if people want to go on this tour and they want to learn more about the architecture and the ways that different styles of architecture have been embraced, how can they do that? Do they just rock up?
Yeah, so we run these tours every, I think it's the first Saturday of every month at 3 p.m. So we would really encourage booking ahead because it's obviously a very popular tour. It's very exciting. So you can book ahead online at our website. It is free included in your general admission ticket. So I really recommend booking ahead. But other than that, you just rock up and there will be someone here to take you around.
Lovely. Amelia, thank you so much for letting us know about this.
Yeah, no worries at all. Thank you for having me.
That is a art and architecture tour happening at Boulevard tomorrow and the first Saturday of every month from 3 to 4 p.m. You are listening to Artbeat on RTRFM 92.1.